Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The only way I can really kind of like look at this, you know, with a true objective perspective is this. Any quarterback that I played against who had that dual run pass capability, that I knew that no matter how deep I was as a safety on the football field, he could still put it over my head. Those are the guys who scared me to death. I remember Major Harris from West Virginia when I played against him when I was at Pittsburgh, thinking, this guy can throw it from anywhere. He can beat me at any time. I have to defend the entire field. Josh Allen does that. He does that. It's that simple. I don't know how he's number one on this list.
Louis Riddick, ESPN. This is the overrated list we're lashing back at there, I think. Oh, man, I almost made it the whole week without mentioning it. You did it to me, Zach.
I feel like we had to get it in at some point. Just a little bit, just a little bit.
I mean, I know people who are like just bent out of shape about that. How could he be called the most overrated? Well, only quarterbacks are ever overrated. What other player is, I mean, what, a tackle? Like, only quarterbacks would ever even be thought of. Most influential media tell you that playoff losses are predictive. Like, there's some flaw you have if you lose in the playoffs. I mean, this whole narrative we've been over a million times with turnovers. In the playoffs, it has actually just not been accurate at all. But you've got the combination of, like, mistakes and losses in the playoffs. So he's pretty – I mean, he gets to play golf in these celebrity events. He's pretty famous. You sort of already are pretty well on your way on a path toward, quote, overrated. Players who vote largely either don't know or would never care to – go about any process to actually analyze that. What are they like sort of trying to figure out what overrated means? No, it's just sort of like a knee-jerk reaction to that. Somebody comes to mind, and first place in the vote got 11 votes, and second place got 10. I mean, Jalen Hurts and Tua got 10, and he got 11, if I remember right. I mean, it's what I saw it, I'm like, okay, people are gonna be hashtag mad online. Once again, they've got cause because 11 players voted him overrated. Just ridiculous. Who cares? You know what I do care about, speaking of football? That we now have restrictions on what Tom Brady is allowed to do to prepare for broadcasts and how he is to go about a broadcast. I'm sure you've heard the bad news that Brady is going to be in broadcasting, just refuses to leave us alone. And they said now he can't go to the coaches' meetings. You know how they do it? Guys fly in on like a Friday for a Sunday game, meet with the coaches. The coaches will tell them things that they won't tell everybody else. But the broadcasters keep whatever intel to themselves, and it helps them know what to look for on game day. So pretty simple, obvious process that apparently Brady will not be allowed to be a part of because he could end up being minority owner of the Raiders, which I guess is reasonable. And, you know, but also, like, it makes me think of tampering. You know, so, oh, this team tampered with the Eagles and Barkley. Or the Falcons and Cousins, tampering, whatever it consisted of, some, quote, illegal communication that was, you know, alleged to have happened. There are just so many ways around that, that, you know, common sense tells you it's probably not punishable. I mean, so Brady can't go to that meeting. He won't have any conversations with anybody then, because that's all banned. He just, I've... People disagree, including Bulldog. I'm immovable. I just refuse to believe he'll be good at it. He's so uninteresting to me. But okay, maybe if you get good information. Like Romo's up there. I didn't have any idea if he'd be good at it, but then he shows up and he's like calling plays from the booth at the line of scrimmage. Not bad. And some of that would be what he learned from talking to coaches, you know, what they're looking for, what the defense will do when the offense lines up a certain way, all that good stuff. I mean, football is so ridiculously popular. Can you imagine how much more popular it could be if you got to know what the plays were supposed to be? If you got to know, if coaches ever told you what was supposed to happen on a play, I mean, once in a while after a game, Allen or somebody will say, well, I was looking for him, but this happened. So you can sometimes figure.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Figure it out. But you almost never get to know the actual plan. And for me, like, I like to think about stuff that would make the game just that much more popular. So, I don't know. Brady's not allowed to go to these meetings where they tell him stuff, so he'll never find out anything. Okay. And another part of it was he won't be allowed to criticize officials. Just what you want from the booth, right? Just what you want. You want honesty, maybe a sense of humor, which seems like that can't happen in football usually, but that'd be nice. Sense of humor, be real, be honest, and tell me something I didn't know, which you think wouldn't be that hard, but a lot of guys maybe just sort of can't figure out how to get there. And, you know, I guess they don't need to because they're going to make $1 million a week in that job. You know, maybe that's generous. The top guys, I think, make that. They don't tell you something you didn't know. They're not funny. And I don't know, maybe they don't criticize refs anyway, because why would you do that? Why would you criticize anybody? If you had that job and, you know, your number one priority was to keep it, which I can respect, why would you criticize anybody? You wouldn't need to. You'd be discouraged from doing that. I'm not saying you have to be mean. I don't mean that at all. Just be honest. There are good plays and bad. And, you know, be nice if there were, for my taste, it would be nice if there was a little bit more willingness to be critical. But, you know, why would you do that? You wouldn't last. If you were too critical, they would get rid of you. But Brady's not going to be allowed to be critical at all. And he just doesn't seem the type to be critical of players, but we'll see, I guess. Yeah, I'm not excited for that. Great that there are. Who needed there to be restrictions on what announcers could say? We need the opposite. We need there to be more freedom. This is generally a good rule in life for everything. Stop putting restrictions on me. Watch what happens if you take them away. Just trust me. Trust me to be as a, you know, what am I even saying anymore? Just as my mind is going into different places, like, you know, parenting and such. We'll see. Maybe Brady will be fine. The problem I'm going to have being objective about Brady as an announcer is I know it's Tom Brady. So I'm not sure I'll ever be able to be objective about it. I just never liked him. It's not even because of his record against the Bills. Just, I don't know. Part of it is unfair to him in that he's like everybody's greatest quarterback ever. I mean, you can't even get a conversation going about that anymore. And this has been true for a long time. Starts piling up rings, and then he goes to Tampa and wins. So good. I'm not saying he wasn't great. So good, so great for so long. There's your best ever. It's like LeBron and Jordan a little bit. Because when did we start having, when was it all the time it seemed that, you know, TV talk shows were debating LeBron versus Jordan? Like 15 years ago, 10 years ago? And here's LeBron still playing at a high level. I mean, even at the Olympics, all these many years later, all right, enough. The Jordan crowd has to capitulate. So long of a career. And so some of that is Brady, but to me, it was always Peyton Manning, obviously a contemporary, because almost every year, if not literally every year of their careers, Manning had the better season. Manning won 5 MVPs. I mean, I think he gets thought of as a football player as somebody that sometimes came up short. That's, for a long time, that really was his reputation. Speaking of Allen and overrated and MVPs, maybe Peyton Manning was thought of as overrated for a while there. I don't know. By 11 players. Yeah, he was always better for me than Brady. Just, you know, he didn't have a better team sometimes. They lost to them in the playoffs against Belichick. That's understandable. And so rings, right? I mean, that's simply how we do it. Maybe that's why you end up overrated. If the most overrated player in the NFL would be the quarterback of a team that has come the closest the most often but lost, or but not won. Right? Hurts got there and lost. Allen, not to the Super Bowl, but to Mahomes. Could be just simply that. I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say about it. Time out for a break. Mike Shope here. Hope you're enjoying your early start to a Labor Day weekend. Bulldog rejoins me on Tuesday, and then it's Let's Go. Week 1, Arizona at Buffalo, a week from Sunday. This is WGR.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey. See ya.